think we're going to try it. Again? Is it working? Okay, we got, actually, you can go back and watch. You can go back and see what happened in real time. Somehow, everything that didn't get aired live did get sent to YouTube and processed in the video. So if you go watch, you'll actually see Buzzard Bob's phone call and everything that came in at the end. And I'm happy for that because, you know, that was a great... We haven't heard from Buzzard Bob in forever. The phones are open again. 323-825-4990. Tell your mama she's not a hoe. 2024, the Olympics are on. I've been smoking weed. You're goddamn right I'm gone. But I'm gonna be here trying to do a show anyway. I'd like you to participate. Motherfucker, don't be gay. So anyway, we can't watch 90 Day Fiancé. At least, look, we actually can. They do tell you. They do warn you. They do kind of go, hey, you're playing something you shouldn't be playing. Knock it off. And then you can stop. But I didn't see it and or ignored it. And believe me, you're not going to believe this. I literally walked down the hall and went back to sleep for 2 hours. It was one of the best days of my life. I didn't think or fucking feel anything for about 2 hours. So, boom, motherfucker. People are saying low audio. Is it really? I'm going to scream. I actually believe you this time. I can kind of see a lower audio. How do I fix it, man? How do I fix it? How do I make this right? I don't know, man. I don't know. I've been trying. I've been trying to do everything right. I've been eating right. I've been doing everything like I'm supposed to, but I do see it as a little low. It's on 100% input. Hello? I turned you up. No, I'll have to do it on physical knobs. Or maybe I can just turn up this master. Is that any better? Now that's way too loud in my headphones. I don't know why, man. I don't know why it's doing this to me. It's the worst goddamn day of my life. Fuck. I never wanted it to be like this. All right, I got one channel way up now. And I'm turning up the other channel now. And then I gotta turn my headphones way down. Now, what about now? I think you need some weed. No, I'm actually troubleshooting here. We're trying to make it better. Oh, I hear it. This is clipping. Clip. I think the coil in this mic might be shot. It's been about, this thing's about 19 years old. It might be time to get a new microphone, but they're great mics. But I do hear it clipping. Now I hear screaming. Great. Well, the thing is, I was adjusting other shit, even though I need to go adjust the old Scarlett Focusrite. That's what the kids call it in the biz, right? Thank you for the super stickers, Brooklyn Pencil. Okay, but look, that's not how you say Brock. Man, everyone's really upsetting me. I thought you got shut down because you shared footage from an old 1953 Esther Williams flick. You okay, baby boy? Yeah, you know you were wrong about that, though. That's still in there. I mean, you're wrong about everything. It's okay. I mean, look, man, I don't, you know, some people are better at some stuff than other shit.
Manatee Melton goes from water skiing to Esther Williams at the strike of a key. Hello, Frisco.
You sent that one in earlier. And we don't forget super chats here. Or sorry, super tips. Anyway, are we good? Why is the treble high? No, I'm telling you, everything's fucked. I don't know. How do we fix it? How do we fix it? Fuck. Audio is off. Video is out. All right. Do we have to go? I'll go. If it's not working, it's not working. I believe you. But I'm not going to sit here and troubleshoot it online. Oh, my God. All right. So now you're saying the audio and the video is fucked. Then we'll just go. I mean, it's just not meant to be today. I'll reboot everything. We'll run some updates and we'll... Overmodulated with low audio. Nice. Yeah, believe me, I'm well aware. I hear it. All I did was reboot Windows. All I did was reboot fucking Windows. So, how am I doing? That's literally all I did. Literally all I did. He's gonna give up. I mean, it's not giving up if it's not working. But I'm not gonna, like, troubleshoot it online. But, yeah, I do hear that it's bad. So... Look, I mean, sometimes it's just not meant to be. I do appreciate the super chats. And this was going to be a great show with a new executive producer. But it's just fucked. It's just not meant to be today. So thank you to Some Stupid Asshole for a membership. Sharon gifting 10 memberships, which probably cursed the whole thing. And Dabble Rat and Jenny G. All these people piled on when they knew it was bad. Strangeland 77. No, now it's, you know. Oh, God. Yeah. All right. Wizard Nug, thank you for the 5. Miss New York, your vocal volume is... Okay, I know! I know, you stupid bitch! We all know, you dumb bitch. Like, you're gonna be the one to fix it all, you stupid... Stupid bitch, we're leaving in a second. Fuck. Chris Dyer, member for 10 months. Thanks for persisting through the challenges. Thanks for the gifted memberships. What? I hate stupid bitches. Naclo, hi, guys. And Soup Party, do 4 hours with fucked up sound. Stick to it. No, I don't want to do that. I'm not going to fuck. If it's bad, it's bad. What's it say? Ignore these nudics. You sound fine. No, I hear it. I hear it. I know it's not. Like, I know something fucked up. I know something changed. I'm talking at full volume, and I see how high it is. Something's going on.
You're supposed to clip the show, not your mic audio, dummy.
If your mic keeps clipping, I'm striking this channel.
We know. Thank you for the super sticker, B Smiley. Hey, Patrick, you sound a little hot. I'm out. All right, I'm out. We tried. I can't, you know. And by the way, don't look for me in the morning because there's no way I'm staying in here tonight and fixing that. I'm in a bad mood now. I'm upset about it. I'm literally watching it get softer as I speak. It makes no sense. It makes no sense. Right now, I'm at 20 decibels. If I do this... No, see, it's... Like, what's going on? So then, I don't know. And then now I'm talking softer, and it's 15 decibels. Negative. But I... Literally, nothing's being touched. There's nothing being touched. There's no... It's wild. Oh, wait. What's going on? Should I kill? Quick question. Should I kill myself? Whoa, what's going on? No. All right, now? No. Test. No, I don't know, man. Literally, we were all fine this morning. Everything was working fine. And you were here. Everything was A-okay. And and we got kicked off because of TLC. And then we even kept going. And all I did was reboot. Literally, all I did was reboot Windows. And it changed my audio inputs. And the levels are fucked. Like, I don't even understand. I don't even understand. It's at 100% the input. And I never put it on 100%. I don't know what to do. Should I cry? Should I kill myself or cry? Everything sound looks fine from here. I mean, but I know it's not. I mean, I understand why people are like, it's fucked up. I do know. I do see it. I got to put something on to test the levels. I'm going to put on a loop of a famous singer. And this will help test the audio while I go adjust the knobs on the audio input. I mean, why would the physical knobs need to be tweaked? Why am I going to go do this? Because it's the only way to get a better signal in. Nothing else changed. I'm losing my mind. You know, maybe I'm not cut out for this. Maybe you get burnt out. You know, maybe you're supposed to hang up your spurs. Should I kill my tears? Should I cry? He nutted on my board. But he did. He did. He did nut it on my board. He nutted on my board. You sound fine, Dingus. Any distortion is a net improvement. I mean, look, that I don't like that. I don't know why this is happening. I don't know why my life keeps heading down these roads. But this guy will tell me. Hello? Hello?
Yeah, dude, it ain't working out tonight, man. You should probably just end it.
Man, you have a recommendation for how I should do it?
Yeah, you should probably ask a friend to come out and say, "How about in there, Mr. Melton? You got him! You got him!" And then maybe you could just end the show.
He's a perfectionist, folks. I'm not. It's fucked. And it changes it back. Look, it did it again already. It already did it. It already did it. It already cut the volume down. I'm watching it change the... What in the fuck? This AI's got to stop. This AI stuff has got to stop. Moody, what's auto-adjusting my audio input? What's auto-adjusting my fucking audio input? On the fly. Like, what the fuck? There's not a setting or a checkbox. And now it's loud again? Nope, now it's quiet again. It's Steel toe doesn't have this problem. Well, I this is Windows 11. This is some weird shit. I've never seen this in all my days. Very embarrassing. I literally like watch. This fixes it. I fix it right here. That's my normal volume. I fixed it up. I watch it down. I'm not touching anything. It's at 78 right now, the input. And if I turn some music, now it's not going to do it, of course. But I usually set it around 80, 82. And the minute I leave it alone, it auto-adjusts it down. There's some AI, man. There's some AI in the machine. All right, so this should be good. This should be like a normal volume. Miss New York says, get it right and go. I'm not in the mood today. I've already banned two. I'm in a real steel toe mood. We might set up a goal. Miss New York, take a lap, bitch. You've already been warned. Remind me, I got three people to unban tomorrow. I'm like I only spurg out for like a, I'm just, you know, for a minute. This is what happens when you nut on the board. I didn't. Thank you for the super sticker and the vote of confidence. If Kiki and Aaron can work it out, so can you. I'm watching it, man. If I buzz that. So what is that? What audio driver is it? Find out. I got to do a search. There's something that fucking does it. Windows. And by the way, it never did this before. Auto adjusting mic levels. Device volume automatically lowering. Every time I connect. Disable automatically adjust microphone settings and communication software. This is OBS. Okay, I don't even know what to do. I don't even know what to do anymore. This is madness. I don't have control of my own machine. So what do I do with that? How do I reconcile this? And by the way, it's never done this before. I wasn't doing this. I had no issues with this. I rebooted. I applied some updates. I Facebook's fucking me. Windows is fucking me. It's all fucking shit. I'm losing it. It's not a good day for me. All of my enemies and haters are watching this, loving it. Imagine thinking like that. No, I'm just like, this is all me. I'm frazzled. I'm not, there's no one to blame but me. I'm losing my thoughts, losing my mind. Wish somebody would tell me why my volume keeps auto-adjusting. See?
System has tube. Any old school Stern fans out there, you will enjoy this, and quite fitting.
We're now testing this out for proper modulation. The electric eye, which is a green type of tube, will open and close as we record.
I don't even think it's going great, you know? Should it be hotter? Is it normally more? Is it like that? Is that too much? Is that too hot? I don't want to make it too hot for the kids. I'm losing it. Another win for the toe. Thanks, bitch. I have a USB cable. You can borrow. Big sauce. Fuck you, man. Fuck you. You're supposed to be friends and fans. I might not do it. I might curl up and quit.
I'm willing to eat shit. I'm also really fat.
Turn off AI. It's turning the volume down. Yeah, I don't know how to turn off AI. Oh, it's doing it now. It's doing it live. Fuck, it's turning it down live. Ah! I don't know what to do, man. I don't know what to do. This is ruining my life. Someone tell me where the setting is. Hello, you're on Nobody Likes Onions Melting Down.
Open the start menu.
Okay, hold on.
Open the start menu.
Hold on. Wait. I'm in the control panel on the sound.
Okay. And then go to recording, the recording tab.
Recording tab. I'm under input.
Okay, are you in the actual control panel? Or are you in like the shitty Windows 11 new?
I'm in the Windows 11. You want me in a control panel? Listen.
Yeah, so just open the start menu and type in control panel.
Okay, I'm in the real control panel.
All right, and there should be an option for sound.
Hardware and sound.
Are you on, are you viewing small icons?
Man, I don't know. Why don't you go to your survey somewhere else? What do you need me to get to? Sound? Adjust volume?
Yep, sound.
Manage audio devices? What do you want?
All right, I'm looking at something different than you are. In the upper right-hand corner control panel, do you see view by?
No.
Tough, man. I see the setting on mine. I'm navigating to it. It's like an old-school Windows-looking window, and there's this tab that says recording.
Okay, I'm in that.
Playback,
all right,
and sound.
I'm in that now. Okay, I'm in that one now.
All right, find your microphone.
All right, I find my microphone.
All right, right-click and do properties.
Okay, I'm in that.
All right, and then go to advanced.
Allow applications to take exclusive control. Uncheck.
Yep, we're going to disable that.
Okay, I did it.
All right, that should do it.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
I can't take that guy. What if he fixed it, though? Hold on. We got to see. He might have fixed it. What if he did? What a great day. Okay. I've set it to the correct level. This should stay. And if it stays, I'm in a better mood.
Disable. Allow applications to take exclusive control of this device from the microphone recording device.
Timely. Do you see?
I'm just sitting in my car and waiting for my girl. I'm just sitting in my car and waiting for my girl.
Is everyone having fun? Is everyone having a good time mocking me with the system that I built? Nothing is going to go right for me today. I've got to start letting go and letting God. I've got to start really. Okay, it's turning it down again. It's still turning it down. What witchcraft? All right, what's our next option? Not only did I go through all that, it didn't work. It's still turning it down. What's your next option? Late and gay? Late and gay. Advice that was late, but at least it didn't work. So, now what? I'm getting real fed up with this. It never did this. It never did this before. We never had these issues. You're making things up now. I'm not. I'm watching. It's on 76. I left at 88. It went all the way down to 68. I don't know, man. It does sound the same to me. All right. Well, I'm making it up, I guess. I'm getting, you know, borderline suicidal. Moody's turning it down. He doesn't have access to this. I'm not Perry Caravello, where Moody has access to cameras that watch me sleep. It's getting weird over there. Thank you for that super sticker. Mark David wouldn't have it at 100. Enough said. Hi, Mama. Yeah, I know. That's why it was weird. That's why I was saying it's at 100 and it's still not enough. No shit, it's not supposed to be at 100. Is everyone okay? The problem is you're all, like, smart enough to think, you know it's a lot of Dunning-Kruger going on. I had a guy today email me, like, here's why your channel got kicked off. Here's why you got a strike. And it was about the skiing and the movie. And they were like, here's who owns the copyright. And I bet this is what it is. And you should erase that. And it's like, it wasn't that. But way to weave a rabbit hole for you to go down. You know, everyone, like, they make up shit and then they, like, go nuts over it.
We are now testing this out for proper modulation.
No, it's too low.
Electric eye.
It's too low.
Which is
I'll turn it up again.
Green type of tube will open and close as we record.
All right, turn it up to 90, and it's already down to 89. Sixty-two. Yeah, there's some weird ass. There's some AI. I got it. Look at this. Oh my God. What about now? All right, it's a 90, 123. What are we doing? What is this? It's literally steel toe over here today. I'm not okay with this. I need you to know that. If I was me watching this, I'd be like, what the fuck is this? So I have to do it to myself. This is shit. It's already down to 71. Man, I don't know. How do we live without this? I want to know. I really thought I had it. I really thought I was doing something there. All right, I changed something else. Let's see what happens. Maybe do they sell... Nope, it's going down again. I'm gonna... Who makes my drivers? You know? Who makes this? MSI Center? What is that? What is that? MSI Center. I've never seen that. Is that a virus? Am I being virus? Why can't I? Oh, hold on. I just found a whole control panel. Allow apps. Oh, there's a whole nother place to, Okay.
April looks like a really cool bird today.
It looks like
It's fixed. I don't want to speak too soon. But I'm going to go with it. Let me record. Holy shit. I've never wanted to blow my own brains out more. Call in and yell at me. You know, I'm trying to do a show about Steel Toe two times today. It's clear it's not going to happen. It's clear it's not going to happen. Fuck. Fuck. I've never wanted to slit my wrists so much. Your back's already curling up. Fuck. How do I get straight? Don't answer that.
Would you like a new Neumann TLM 103 microphone? Would you use it?
I don't know what that means. Don't fucking use your mouth at me.
The Neumann TLM 103 microphone is the same microphone that Howard Stern and Mike David use.
Then it must be the best. It must be the best. Take Zyrtec, smoke weed, better mood, giggle. I took Zyrtec. Should I do a weed? You're saying do a weed. I haven't even done a weed. This isn't even a weed. Moody's in control, tower slowly turning the dial. No. I think I've got it. I think we've nailed it. As long as everything doesn't turn it down, I think. Therefore, I am. Come on. Hit the like button. You ever seen a program do it like this? You probably never seen any man act like this before, like a straight up fool. Dildog says Super Tips has become self-aware. Skeddy Tooth John wants to know if this will be up later. Oh my gosh. Can you imagine the clips? I don't really get a lot of clips. This is fucking great for me. I don't really get a lot of clips. People don't actually clip me a lot. This would be a treat for me. You think I don't know? This is not a win for the old Melton. I don't even care. What does this show even look like when it's good? Do you even know anymore? I don't. A lot of people are enjoying the fuck out of this because I'm annoyed. A lot of people think this is the best. You know, what even is a good NLO anymore? Go to mix settings and disable clip
max in space. Beep boop beep.
Seize the day. There's no volume change on end. Sounds fine. No, I'm telling you, man, that was rough. It was low.
It's time to put on makeup. It's time to dress up right. It's time to raise the curtain on the Muppet Show tonight. To introduce our guest star. That's makeup. What I'm here to do. So it's it makes me really to happy to right. introduce to you.
It's
audio
time
issues.
To raise the curtain on the Muppet Show tonight.
Another win for the Tilt.
Fuck. Skating to jet, fuck. I bet a desk water fountain from China would help with your stress. I wonder where you could get one. Shut up! Shut up, you post-it, desk writing, water fountain, Zen garden having bitch. No, this isn't Steel Toe until you cross your arms and use the reverse of your hand for your keyboard and your mouse. Oh, Steel Toe's live, isn't he? Can we watch that? Is that a pick of KB behind you? Of course. We pay tribute here. My dada.
This is what you get for sticking it to me, Melton. I see your monitor in my picture. Hit the tab that says another win for the toe.
That's not a tab. A real tab we have. All this is happening. KB's behind you laughing. Pathetic. Dusty says, must have had time to feed the rabbit, and Tom really liked the way it was going. Dildog, hey, Andy Kaufman, get it together.
Hi, Patrick. I usually wouldn't help you, but I know what you're having a rough day.
I'm not having a rough
so,
day.
Welcome to Kev Support. I've already escalated this to a supervisor. You're in good hands.
Hi, Patrick. I was scared to talk to you, nervous, then scared, then a little gassy. And I'm going to help you because I am the light that I want to shine down upon me. I'm not afraid anymore. Are you in your bathroom? Okay, you're going to want to get that computer in the tub
A lot of people think I'm having a rough day.
Wrong.
I'm not. This is a normal day for me. Just fine. B Smiley says it's back to normal for the most part. I think so. I've undid everything I fucked up.
Neumann TLM 103 large diaphragm condenser microphone. Nickel, the Neumann TLM 103 large diaphragm cardioid condenser mic boasts a capsule drawn from the U87 and transformerless circuitry, not to mention classic Neumann sound. The TLM 103 is a great mic for any project.
It's a good capsule. I don't necessarily want to use a condenser mic, but I see what you're doing. I'm not sure a condenser mic is mic for me. Father Joe, you showed my super chat but didn't read it. When did you stop loving me? Man, if you can't tell, I'm flustered. Let's go back. Let's stop the show for Father Joe. Sorry, you need Johnny B tech support. Also, forget Estonia. Go to Transylvania. Way more gypsies there for the low volume in the AM grift. There's no grift. It's not a grift. I restarted Windows, and it started some horrific AI nonsense that I didn't mean to do, choose to do, try to do. I've got no way to put memberships or vagabonds up on the screen, just so you know. But I will say thank you to Soup Party, Rick, for being a 12-month member. He says everything's good on this end, no audio issues. Take a bong hit. Should I get high more? People hate it. Gummo Mode says, try defragging. Thank you for being a member. Hazarus joining up. Thank you. I can't show your memberships. I'm so sorry. Rocco's Frog Like Fingers, FKA Kiefer Sutherland. Suena Bien, just do the show and ignore the trolls. Please read my name, Meltdown, then Google Frog Fingers. That's what Rocco has to. I don't know what's happening anymore, frankly. Doom member for 7 months says, hey, Patrick, seems like something's wrong with your audio. Just FYI. Dill Dog gifting 10 memberships. Thanks so much. Appreciate that, Dill Dog. Always supportive. And it's Fig joining up. Control panel sound playback. Okay, we figured it out. Thank you, it's Fig. Jimmy the Lip. So I guess this stream won't be up later. I'm leaving it. I'm proud of it. We're proud of it. I can't, with this Windows, man, it's the only, Mac never changes my audio devices or the volume or, that's wild. You know, Windows, fuck Windows. You don't see Macs crashing because of CrowdStrike. Jimmy the Lip, thank you. Shit Show, member for 10 months, 4 shows today. No shows today. That's a good comment. Thank you very much. Reels gifting 5 memberships.
I made a huge mistake.
You did it. You did it. You really, really did it. Thank you, Reels.
Ugh. I'm not sure that free PC was right for me.
Well, I mean, you'd never be doing this much with it, frankly. So don't worry about it, Donkey Larps. Donkey Larps. You know what I need? You know what I'm going to need next? I'm going to build myself. I think I'm going to build my own new NAS storage server. Or I need to find like a company that builds good ones. I don't want to buy a shitty Drobo, or I don't want to. I have 2 Synologies, and I just don't want to deal. I want to build a server with like 40 SSDs in it. Right now, I have like 60 terabytes of storage. I need more. She hungry. Come on, everyone. Let's super chat so Melton can buy new technology. That's not it at all. I make plenty of money. Don't worry about it. Shit, I'm just letting you know what I want my projects to. This is even unrelated to today. So thorough joke. Again, I don't need anything new. Stop. No one needs anything new. Everything's working here. Windows installed something and fucked me in the ass. That's what happens. Anyway, 3 big ones for your trip to the Apple store. I got to use Windows for this, for the Stupid. I don't have time to explain it to you. Don't worry about me, man. Don't worry about me. Somebody needs to, Patrick. Nothing's working over there. Shut up. I'm having a meltdown. You know, I had a whole show planned for today. You guys, you don't appreciate what I planned for you people. He is live. He is live.
None of them have like blue or purple hair.
With Matt?
Whoa, 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 whoa. What's Leah Greenberg doing there? Whites only, ma'am. Easy.
I mean, she looks like Ashley LaRue.
Where skin?
Oh, there's Megan Rapinoe. She's on the call.
Yeah.
Look at his That's how you know this is only monitors. Reasonable people.
Oh, yeah.
Erin Gallagher. I guess she qualified.
I mean, she bleached her hair.
Whoa, That's whoa, crazy. Whoa.
Imagine us pointing out your dusty monitors like this weeks ago and you still haven't dusted them. Look how dusty these monitors are.
Shannon Watts. I feel like she's a
It's
somebody.
Been weeks. It's been weeks.
Congresswoman Lizzie Fletcher. And that's all I know. I know Megan Rapinoe and Pink. Those are the only two.
I'm having a session.
I'm guessing this one works in Hollywood somewhere. Let's go ahead and watch. You ready to watch liberal white women for Kamala educate us on politics?
This is going to hurt.
It's going to be good. No, we're going to learn something.
It feels like YouTube's ended a video and he doesn't know what to watch next.
Here in this Trump era that we're living in,
mm-hmm.
the era of Trump, we're going to find out why Kamala is a better choice and why you're a bigot.
Find out why me and all my toxic masculinity are terrible.
Your toxic, your toxic masculinity.
Whatever. Yeah. Been a long day.
Ready? Yeah. Let's see what these gals got to say. By the way, I never say that. I never, ever say that until tonight.
Uh-huh.
I'm getting better.
Yeah. Ariel Fodor, affectionately known as Mrs. Frazzle, to her combined audience of over 1.5 million followers.
Whoa!
This is what I love about the internet.
Who?
I've never heard of this chick. You can have 1.5 million followers and nobody knows who you are. That is the one cool thing about the internet is it's so compartmentalized. Hey, man, this person's got 1.5 million followers.
Yeah, who the fuck is that?
They're a stranger to me, like the person living three blocks down. I have no idea.
An OnlyFans girl, or what is this?
I hope that's not an OnlyFans girl.
Help gentle parent us through this election.
Thank you. Hi, everybody.
I already don't take her seriously.
He's been really misogynistic lately, more than usual.
I hate her.
I am so honored to speak today. I am like shaking to just be among such incredible company.
You white women are always shaking. Why are you guys always shaking? We need to discuss this. Why is it always shaking? I don't know. Why are we always I'm so nervous. I'm literally shaking right. Stop literally
because
shaking.
Because they're anxiety and everything's overwhelming and.
Right. You know why? Because you shouldn't be here. That's your body telling you that this is too much for you.
Whoa.
Like, when you're like, I'm literally shaking, that's your body trying to say, I'd be more comfortable if I were at home just chilling right now. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be doing this. My body is shaking. That is, the will I have to do this is being overridden by my body's messaging of, you don't fucking belong here. You can't handle this. And by the way, her body can't handle it, and she's in a room with people who will never disagree with her.
Yeah.
Imagine if she went into a room with, like, Tucker Carlson.
We are here because, as if you were here earlier, you've heard.
This is the guy who played video games while his wife roofed and shoveled the driveway.
Fuck is, I know this, black, indigenous, people of color, I think is BIPOC. Black, indigenous, and people of color is what a BIPOC.
Who are these BIPOCs? I'm starting that. Yikes, you are right. That's not the mic for you. The Neumann TLM-103 condenser microphone. Visit the Neumann store, $1,195. I mean, again, I don't know. Are you all right? Are you all right? Do you think I won't buy a $1,200 microphone for my show? I don't want a condenser mic. If the fucking... if this mic's broken, I'll go get a new SM7. It's not like you think like the most, Are you so basic of a bitch that you think the most expensive thing is the best thing? Pretty gay. Ubiquity's pretty close to releasing their NAS. How big is it? How big a boy are you?
God. So she's like, hey, people of color have let us in and let us talk. It's like that was going to stop you before.
Sorry, I didn't mean to get behind.
To step up, listen, and get involved this election season.
So this when is a
fucking all right, we're going to go back and watch the beginning because once he's into a story, it's too late. We like to see the cope. Show us the hand motions and the arm twitches.
Now, you know Matt will be here because I'm sitting here as opposed to over there.
As deposed.
Matt got a little tied up. I don't... I hate doing this when Matt's not here. I hate... Because I don't want to out him or anything like that. I don't want to tell tales out of school. Matt's going to be a little late. He was caught by some school children on a playground. It's nothing. He didn't do anything bad with kids, nothing like that. I don't want anyone to think that is who Matt is. It's not. But he got caught by some kids on a playground sodomizing wild geese. It's not, look, we looked it up. It's not illegal. I don't think. Because they're wild geese. They're not domesticated. And the difference being, I think there's a respect that's shown about kind of the catching process, because if you've ever been around geese, they're motherfuckers. They hiss, they scratch, they bite, they spit, they scurry. Horrible creatures. Awful. So I think that, number one, society doesn't value them, and they would kind of like to see them get their comeuppance. And also, like I said, the respect of actually tracking them down. So, Matt, it's a little bit of a hang-up. I think
Like, how far before this show started do you think he came up with this hilarious bit? Dude, I'll tell him Matt raped a geese. I'll tell him Matt raped a geese.
Amazing geese and then children seeing it is probably bad, but according to his text messages, he says, Aaron, I swear to God, I found them in a cemetery, but I couldn't track them and catch them until they got to the school. I didn't realize I was at a playground. By the time I finally got it, I was so filled with lust for that sweet CG, I think that's Canadian goose asshole, that I couldn't help myself. You know how it is. Now, first of all, I don't know how it is. I want to say that for the record. I don't
know. Does anybody know what bit this is? Does anyone know what he's doing? I mean, this has no direction or, you know what I mean? A new from Anonymous. Newman 103 says, nice coat, baby boy. You're right. I could never afford it. How's your Lexus? Toyota is way better. Are you okay? You're right. Toyota is way better than Lexus. I don't even argue.
Yeah. Know what it's like to fuck a goose in the asshole. That's a Matt thing.
Like, what is this bit? What is this bit? I'll go live and I'll say he was fucking goose in the park with children. What?
But it turns out he's going to be here. His last text did say, on my way, almost there. I think that was about the... I don't know. I think that was about being here. I don't think that was about the geese, per se. But either way, excited to have Matt here today. Plenty to talk about tonight. Lots of news to get into. I really wanted to stay away from, you know, drama and controversy and all of that stuff.
What do you mean? What do you mean? It's your life.
So I decided to pick a title for tonight's episode that I really thought people wouldn't get too upset about. And that they would really kind of, you know, they'd be able to look at it and go, it's going to be a nice, easy night.
So this is one of the things he does all the time. Pit bulls should be banned. He's got like four things, you know, anti-trans, anti-black, anti-pit bull, anti-women. 244 viewing. I mean, What is this?
With pit bulls should be banned. I just kind
of. More than twice as many people watched me not do stuff.
Figured everyone would be fine with it. So, pit bulls should be banned. You know, I was going to take a bet on what if Matt was going to switch it up drink-wise. But he's still going with the cough syrup blue Smirnoff red, white, and berry. He is leaned in.
Smirnoff red, white, and berry.
Ha! Gay!
Yikes.
Did you happen to hear?
I got a Celsius.
Could you go ahead?
I got a Celsius. I'm not gay. I didn't just get a red, white, and berry Budweiser. I got a Celsius. Hello.
And grab a microphone.
I'm working on
first.
It. I got a fucking Celsius. All right. I'm switching it up a little.
Did you hear the beginning of the show?
No.
Okay.
No one did. You have 250 people watching. No one heard the beginning of the show.
You don't go back and listen to it.
All right, were you shitting on me?
No, not at all. Not at all. I wasn't shitting on you at all.
I don't believe it.
No, I was just telling your story. About why you were late.
Oh. Okay.
With the cemetery and then the playground. Remember?
<Wait. laughs> I don't even know how those two go together.
No, you saw... Well, I guess I already shared
this
with the
is going great.
The fact that you got caught at a playground, children saw you sodomizing wild geese.
Somebody said Matt actually looks up to moobs. That is a good point. Matt does think like Aaron's cool and goes over there to hang out, which is insane.
So Matt's fucking these geese. He's taking them two at a time. Pumping and fucking screaming, feathers everywhere. It's a goddamn disaster. Geese blood and semen everywhere. Some of them are dead, and he's just pounding away. What a remarkable mess.
Jesus, what do you call it?
The aristocrats.
Yikes. And by the way, who's our EP tonight? It's got to be better than this morning. Oh, Mike Boudet. Mike Boudet, of course. Back-to-back $1,000 super tips, unlike poor Goldfolds. Doing his $3 at a time. You know, some people are leather, some people are gold. It just depends. JK, JK, that's a work, that's a work. Shout out to everybody on this list, by the way. Thankful for you for this month. Just three more days of appreciation on about it. And, I really appreciate you supporting the program. Okay, Brian Workman, member for 4 months. Thanks for sticking with it, Big Sauce. Been looking forward to tonight's live, buddy. Appreciate you. Spectre gifting 20 memberships. And again, I cannot put these on the screen right now because of the errors of my ways. Ways is down. But Mike Boudet, for those who don't know, he runs the podcast, The Sword and the Scale. Big, big famous podcast. Nice, nice man. Go subscribe if you like murder and murder-related mystery porn.
And that it's not a crime, we found out, because everyone hates geese. But you did have to explain why there were kids around. And what you had stated to me was that you started tracking the geese at the cemetery. Okay. And you didn't realize you were at a playground because you were so filled with, I believe what the wording was, lust for Canadian goose asshole. That you just had to.
It is a nice soft warm hole.
And sometimes that's all a fella needs. And sometimes that's all a fella needs.
Another win for the
town. I want to say thank you to Matthew Q, who grabbed our final Stoney's gift card of the month. He got the last one off air. He sent that this afternoon. Thank you for the $20.
I will say though.
Yeah.
I will
the
say
geese, they don't bulge up like Gordy.
I
does.
Will say
thank you. Thank you.
Throwing it back to last week.
You certainly are. You certainly are. Thank you, Mindy, for starting us off with $20 tonight. Joe Smash with $5 says, props to Matt for catching a goose. And Dr. Silverwolf says, why does your shirt look like a Windows startup window, Aaron? This is another shirt that I like that I don't expect anyone to understand.
It just looks like a shirt you'd wear like
to go somewhere like golfing or something.
I have a shitload of golf shirts, like so I wear golf shirts.
Oh my God, you're such an asshole for
I
that.
I like golf. And I
again, he never wore golf shirts before April left. He had the one. He had the one that we always made fun of his, we could see his man's ear. He acts like he's always worn golf shirts. Go back and look. Go back and look. This is a new everyday thing he does.
Wear my shirts. Uh-huh. And I like the comfortable feel of a golf shirt.
Yeah. Why can he never stop watching himself when he talks? Why can he never take his eyes off him when he talks? It's insane. Watch how much he watches himself. For new people,
so I wear
that when he's looking over that direction, but not at Matt. He's watching himself in a monitor.
Wear golf shirts.
Oh my God, you're such a
that. He's just staring at himself. He's just staring at himself.
You're an asshole for
I
that.
I like golf, and I wear my shirts, uh-huh. And I like the comfortable feel.
He's not looking at his friend. He's not talking to Matt. He's not looking at Matt. He's looking at himself and watching.
Of a golf shirt. Yeah. It feels good against your skin. Yeah. If that makes me a fee, then call me the director of the Girls Ghostbusters.
I got some golf shirts and I...
And then he goes over to the chat. When he looks over here, it's the chat room. We call this a chat check. Because now he's insecure. Do you like his shirt? What's the chat saying?
Barely golf.
Yeah. They're comfy and I like them. And if you don't like them, then you and I aren't going to fuck.
And they look decent.
Chat check.
Decent.
Yeah. How do you like them apples?
Uh-huh.
So anyway, thank you to Joe Smash. Yes, that is right. Props to Matt for catching a goose. Dr. Silverwolf, thank you for your $5. 210 is your number tonight. 210 is the number. So
340 was the number this morning, by the way. What happened to lowering the goal? Did we lower the goal $10? Is that what we lowered the goal? I said this last week, and I'm not kidding. You look stupid when you give any money to Steel Toe from now on. Not only did this guy 99.9% abuse his wife physically, like he's shown all the warnings. He's trying to cover it up and make it go away. What he's told you about what he's going to do with the goal and how much money he takes and how much money April made, and it makes so little sense. It's so insulting. That if you do give him money, you look retarded. Again, I say this all the time. I don't care who you give money to. Support any show you want. Like any show you want. I want you to know you look retarded if you give money to Steel Toe at this point. You're stupid. He blows money left and right recklessly. He tries to convince you April made 50 grand a year, but he can't lower the goal at all. I mean, the goal doesn't come down. It was 340 today. It's all Celsius. It's all rounds of golf. It's all cigars. It's all slam pig. I'll take you to see Colin Quinn in the big city. I'm telling you, man. He said we're 4 months in now. I said it when it happened. That goal ain't never coming down. This goal is never coming down. And sure enough, here we are, 4 months in. He admitted he stopped paying April 1st, the day she last quit. So, how long do you have to wait for the numbers to come in? How long? This goal's never going down. And do you think Johnny's making 50K a year? Do you think splitting between Matt and Johnny, they each make 25K a year. Where's the money going? No, he gave himself a raise. He gave himself a raise. And Fearless is right. Hit the like button. He's never taken more time off. He doesn't do members shows anymore. Woo. Woo. I would never tell you not to give a creator money or watch a creator or support a creator. I'm letting you know I officially think you're stupid. I officially think you're dumb. People give money to Chad. I don't think they're retarded. This guy is a actually bad guy you're funding, like, to do shady shit. He's a bad guy. He's a bad guy. Anyway, I do what you want. I can't stop. You know, I hope Chandler goes back and starts writing him checks for $7,000 again.
Oh, knock it out. We'll do overtime. We also threw Matt Q. We threw his 20 into the morning show tomorrow. I thought that was only fair, since that's what he was watching when he sent the $20 in.
Yeah, that makes sense.
MSO says you got that shirt at Badwill. That's see because it's called Goodwill.
Yeah, but get it because he thinks your shirt sucks, so it's Badwill.
Can I try harder? Can I do something?
Mm.
I did get it at Goodwill.
Not that funny. Not that funny.
You fucking asshole. Some of my best golf shirts come from Goodwill. I have a red Tiger Woods Nike collection.
I mean, I got
Goodwill. I got it for $10.
I'll fucking go shopping at Goodwill or Savers too, and if I see something nice, I'll fucking buy it. Yep.
If I see something nice.
But did it really have to be now with
You didn't know I got it from Goodwill till I told you I did. That's the whole point.
Still watching himself the whole time, chat check.
Thank you. I rest my case. Honky says, oh, boy. That is very funny. That's very funny and true. McBuster says, what the hell? You were supposed to burn that shirt. No, I never said that. You wanted me. I don't like this. You don't get to tell me the shirt sucks and burn the shirt. And then if I disagree, I fucked up by not burning the shirt. I love the shirt.
I gotta show you. Tomorrow we're gonna hopefully from your mouth to God's ears, if we have a program. We're gonna be going after Cheetos, Chester Betts. Oh, by the way, somebody said like, "Oh, did Godfrey get back to you?" Imagine if I knew. I never accepted the first message. It's probably still in my request box. Imagine if I knew. What did Godfrey say? Ooh, fuck. Godfrey, get real. Get real. Speaking of real, real media player. This guy's got the internet going nuts. This was the whole grift this morning that we were going to cover. 20 gets you 50. You know, I said anybody who gives money to Steel Toe is stupid, but there might not be a dumber motherfucker than Chester, Cheeto, Paul Betts. A lot of names. This guy, Paul Betts, B-E-T-Z. He's the owner and proprietor of Chester Cheetos, a Stoney's joint. Real media player has a new video called 20 Get You 50. This was the whole morning over at Steel Toe into the month. Guess there's some desperation. All morning long, anyone who gives $20 gets $50 to spend at Stoney's. And he said, we got plenty of them. Keep it coming. Keep it coming. Imagine if I gave you $200 and you gave me $500 of inventory from your friend's bar. Aaron uses his friends, and we've known that for a while, but, you know, the dumb ones, the bikers, the stupid mud-in-their-ears idiots like Cheetos. Fuck. Every time someone gives Aaron $20, which he counts as $15, if you're lucky, he gives away $50 of alcohol and food from his friend's restaurant and bar. Think about that. Now, again, most of these never get redeemed because nobody's coming to Rockville, Minnesota to redeem them at Stoney's Bar. But all the locals that get them, and it's a lot. It is a lot. Every time Aaron gets $20, he gives away $50 of your beer. And let's say they're $10 a beer. I mean, that's Vegas prices. That's New York prices. Probably not, right? They're probably $5. probably $5 for a beer. He gets, this guy's getting 10 beers for giving Aaron Imholt $20. It's literally like somebody gave Aaron Imholt $20 and Aaron Imholt goes around to the back and hands him 10 beers out of the cooler. Really? That's insane. It's insane. Again, either Cheetos doesn't watch or he's fucking retarded, right? Whew. Lake Eloise is one place you will never find Godfrey. Goddamn right. Unless it's at the bottom. Am I right, wink, wink? Dusty, conspiracy theory. April won half the business in the divorce. That's why the goal hasn't been lowered. I wish. I think she tried, but too late. $100 from Anonymous. Uh-oh, he's back, boys and girls. Thank God. Thank God something will go right this show. The goal! I think at this point it's tribal. His steel toe is objectively shite. The toilet swirl of super chats, rumble rants, Venmos, and hoochie choochie bloblets. Hoochie choochie bloblets are most likely the solid mix of local radio fans and whoever digs in their internet team. Hail Onion. Yeah, take that, you fucking idiot. 11 more of those. And by the way, you forgot to vote. 11 more of those, I can get that microphone that guy was talking about that I dream of. One day. All right, this is called I Got the Internet Going Nuts. I Got the Internet Going Nuts. 20 gets you 50. Thanks, Real Media Player.
It just seems tiresome.
Nobody's going to end steal that. We're doing great. I got the internet going. JJ with
again, he always does that. Nobody's, guys, we're doing great. We've never done better. But you see him when he's $60 into the hole, he's losing his mind.
499 says, why does Frank Pellegrino need to ride you when he can ride his own horse to a triple crown? I don't know what that means. I don't know. Am I being ridden? I missed that one. I missed that one. But thank you, JJ, for the $5. So 340 is the number today. I sent out
340. Why? I thought you were lowering the goal. When? It's almost August. When does the goal come down for April? He's literally, by the way, the reason I think the goal never comes down, because I don't think I ever mattered. I think, honestly, I wouldn't be shocked if he paid himself April's salary. It was like, it's all our money. It'll be in the joint account. And he can't go back. He's got all this extra money all of a sudden for the first time in his life. And he's flinging it around at some of the grossest pussy in town. You know, real estate bus ad pussy.
All of the Stoney's things from last month, they're all out. I do need to hear from
Listen to this. All the gifts that they get from last month are out. It's July 29th. You got the Junes out, did you?
The Stoney's things from last month, they're all out. I do need to hear from Shut the F Up Karen, Rob Colorado, and K-Rod.
So they're not all out?
Everyone else is getting theirs sent out to them.
Oh, everyone else is getting them sent out. Okay, they're all sent out. Except for these three people, everyone else, they will be sent out. Got it.
I just need information from those people. So that means today, since we're 2 weeks out from the anniversary show, and by the way, 10 tickets left. There are 10 tickets to the comedy show.
Wow. This thing's selling. He looks so stupid for ever thinking he needed Gino. When the real ticket to selling tickets was Oz and Whistling Pete.
On Eventbrite. Another big update. I decided to be generous. I was looking at the ticket.
Okay, what do you think has happened here? Listen to this.
Ticket sales and everything else. And I went, you know, it's our 10th anniversary. And this is also kind of a fan appreciation deal.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't we give something away to the audience?
Okay. I want to go back here because it's very important how he frames this whole presentation.
There are 10 tickets to the comedy show. On Eventbrite. Another big update.
Another big update.
I decided to be generous. I was...
I decided to be generous. Go on, Joffrey. I decided to be generous. Remember how that came up. I decided to be generous. Remember that.
I was looking at the ticket sales and everything else, and I went, you know, it's our 10th anniversary, and this is also kind of a fan of...
I went, you know, it's our 10th anniversary, and this is also kind of a fan appreciation event. He said, I went.
And at the ticket sales and everything else, and I went, you know, it's our 10th anniversary, and this is also kind of a fan appreciation deal.
I was thinking, I want to do something nice. I decided to give back. I was looking at the sales. I thought I should do this. I want to give back. I. Listen to all this.
Mm-hmm. So why don't we give something away to the audience for fan appreciation? So if you've already paid...
I didn't volunteer for this, guys.
If you've already...
Show up, you get to have right, Johnny.
If you've already paid for your cornhole tournament...
And I have.
...entry, when you come to the event, that will be refunded to you. Everyone who wants to be in the cornhole tournament, absolutely free of charge, will have $150 for the winner, $50 for the second place team. Totally free to enter.
Okay. So, another interesting change of the rules here. Now anybody can play the cornhole tournament, and if you paid already, he'll give you your money back, and he'll put up $150 for the prize. Before, the prize pool was going to be all the entries. And the cornhole tournament, I believe, is $10, $15. So now the prize is less, but you get your entry back. I don't understand. What is his motivation for doing this? Why is he doing this all of a sudden?
Now we'll do it that way. I was looking at ticket sales. Like, we're almost sold out.
I was looking at ticket sales. We're almost sold out.
We're doing very well for.
We're doing so well
this show. Let's just give. We should.
And I'm
give.
Worried I won't have anyone to play cornhole. Well,
let's just give. We should give. And then Johnny calling him out here.
No, it was SP at 90. SP said.
So now listen, SP Slam Piece had an idea. I thought you were looking at ticket sales and you decided to give something back. And I was thinking that would be nice. I wanted to give something back. It's a fan appreciation thing. So I wanted to step up and I wanted to give back. Now listen to the real story. His girlfriend told him to.
And I'm worried I won't have anyone to play cornhole.
Well, no, it was SP at 90. SP said, what are you giving away to people?
SP said, what are you giving away to people?
For your anniversary. And I'm like, that's a good idea. Why aren't we giving?
Is that what people normally do?
And I was like, wow, what a good idea. I thought you came up with it. I thought you wanted to give back. I thought you were going to, all these guys.
Do it an anniversary. They right. give away stuff like, hey, know. We've been married for 25 years. You guys all get
it. Right. So Johnny makes a great point here. Like, is that what anniversaries are? You give away stuff? It doesn't even make sense. SP didn't have a good idea. SP had a stupid idea. Slam Piece had a stupid idea. What are you giving away at your anniversary? What? Shut up, bitch. You're not part of the show. He's doing it. First, he was talking about letting her set up the new show store online. Now she's planning the event. It's coming, folks. It's coming. You're going to meet SP.
Surprise.
Yeah, well,
she's a real G.
I mean, I just figured, you know what?
Maybe that's where I fucked up.
Let's give it to him. Let's just give him the damn thing.
Yeah. I was thinking, as soon as she told me we should, I was thinking that. As soon as she said that. Mike David uses a Newman. I doubt it. Oh, wow. You use the same mic as Steel Toe. I've never been more embarrassed. $50 from Anonymous. Confession, I like the egg. Also, side note, how long does voting go? I wish to formally withdraw the votes from dollars that is slanted and anti-populist. Your regulars, Invisible YouTube, should have the most influence on your Euro travels. Yeah, but Estonia is still winning. This is by dollars. Hold on, let me get the tip off. This is by dollars, but this is by vote. Estonia is still winning. Now maybe we take Estonia off, and all the like Andorra and Prague are getting no votes. So maybe we'll remove Estonia. He doesn't have it where I can edit votes. I need to be able to edit the choices mid-poll. So get on that, Moods, you fucking nerd. Anyway, it's still going. We'll see. Anybody could be the winner.
And then let people compete for money totally free of charge. That's a much better feeling.
Why is he doing that?
And, you know, it's, I know she called Stonies and tried to get the anniversary show canceled.
What?
Yeah. Like, just weird fucking.
What?
This is the line today. Is this true? Has anybody been able to verify any of this? He says that Kiki is calling Stonies trying to get the anniversary show canceled. Now, the only reason I don't believe it is because he tells people that I call Midland Armory all the time. It's like, what? I've never called Midland Armory in my life.
Strange, like strange behavior. I know she's probably not on drugs, but there's something happening.
So listen to that. Listen to this now. He's throwing out there that Kiki might be on drugs. I don't think she is, but, you know, anything could be.
Happening psychologically, like the Clipper thing and all that.
She's on drugs. This reminds me how April acted.
It's just, there's something going on there, and it's actually causing me to kind of empathize more than anything else because,
I mean, if she called Stonies, Citizen M says she did. If she called Stonies, she's retarded. Like, first of all, she's been to Stonies. This guy's a cross-eyed biker idiot. This guy's a wannabe fucking pizza maker.
It's got to be a stressful time.
It's Aaron's bestie.
Trying to get the show canceled at Stonies. She was there. She knows the rapport we have. Like,
yeah.
To get the show canceled at Stonies, you'd need to legit something like
I'd legally, have to like, murder Cheetos.
Well,
and even then he might say, dude, just still do the show.
So Aaron admitting here that he walks all over his friend Cheetos who runs Stonies. Again, who knows how many thousands of dollars a year in lost revenue in this shitty little podunk nowhere bar restaurant, but they're losing money left and right because Aaron's a fucking shitty friend who's leeching off of them. I imagine he pays nothing to Stonies for the venue use, you know? And again, he's the opposite of what bikers would like. He's a snitch. He's a noodle man. He doesn't take care of his children.
You guys are still doing the show.
Yeah. Mate. Remember how he quit Celsius, but now he's just drinking Mike's Hard Cum?
Still doing the show.
And whenever Cheetos gets anyone going, I
think that Goldfields guy drinks Mike's Hard Cum as well.
I'm going to hit Steel Toe. You can't have Steel Toe there. It just makes him want us there more. So
Hard Cum tastes way better than Soft Cum.
Oh, like, Cheetos is my buddy. Like, you're not going to get him to go, wait, what?
Kiki, no one's interested in you anymore. Your moment's gone. And we can't pull the clip, honey, because you don't allow clips to be made. We're done with you, Kiki. We're done. We've moved on. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Aaron's a... Well, I had no idea.
Headbutting? I had not heard about this.
Funeral director says calling Stonies crosses a line, troll-like behavior.
It was so insane. If she really did that, it's so insane. Like, what an idiot. What a fucking idiot. But that, it just goes to show you, her and Chrissy might be fucking retarded. I mean, her and Chrissy might be retarded. And unfortunately, I do think Chrissy's, like, fucking with her a little bit. It seems like Chrissy and Frank, like, read a book on how to do the internet wrong.
Well, I believe there's...
Yeah, that's what
there's
I would
video
say.
Of it.
I would say that definitely crosses a...
And then they're, like, trying to spread that gospel to their dimmest friends?
Line, man. Like, it's
one... Yeah, Kiki seems... I mean, I guess you could just... She's just impressionable.
One thing to rip on Aaron and make fun of him. He's a broadside of a barn. You can hit it easy.
Wait,
but,
what?
Like, yeah, it's... We all knew. But my point is, like, go to Stonies and be like, hey, you guys can't have this. We got to try and cancel the anniversary show. Then not only are you effing with Aaron's income, you eff with anyone who unfortunately works for him like me. And then, like,
you F with all of the fans. Like, why are you?
He's telling her, like, no, that's your content. You're going to get views on that. That's like one of the hottest topics right now, Ricada. Your friend is dumb and she's misleading you.
You fucking with all of those people.
Yeah. That's well, just, it's that's really, chaos. It's one of those things.
Is it?
It's like you were given, I mean, I'll be open. You were off. You were
finally. Finally, stop holding everything so close to the vest, Steel Toe.
Given $2,000 to do the anniversary show. And then you listened to drug addicts tell you they were never drug addicts.
So, again, this is the biggest, again, another giant straw man that Aaron's fighting. Look, you know, it's sad, but Gino and Kiki, they chose sides. They went and listened to April about, you know, I said April did drugs. April says she didn't do drugs. And they chose to believe April. It's like, that's not what's happening at all. You're accused of assaulting your wife. It's not a good look. Why the fuck does he keep trying to build other shit? It's like, look, I said they did drugs. They said they didn't. And unfortunately, they chose to believe the drug addicts that they didn't do drugs. That isn't what happens. Do you think Kiki thinks April didn't do drugs? You're the only one who thinks doing cocaine's a big deal, nerd. You're the only one who thinks that. Everyone does cocaine, even the cops. Grow up. What about the time you hit your wife? What about the time you choked your wife? What about the time you headbutt your wife? What about the time your wife called you a monster and your other ex-wife said, yes, exactly. Years ago, you're accused of beating your wife. That's what this is about. It's so unfortunate she believed April that April didn't do drugs. Is that the accusation that April didn't do drugs? You fucking liar. It's so painful. It really is. It's hard to watch him just keep changing the fight.
To do the anniversary show. And then you listened to drug addicts tell you they were never drug addicts.
She did? Again, I've never heard Nick or April say we weren't drug addicts. I've never heard, oh, April did text that. But again, you turned them in. We don't know if they had a problem or not. You turned them in.
And then you believed them.
She did? Again, I don't think anybody believes April didn't do drugs.
And all the other bullshit addicts feed you. And then you turned on the person who was really good to you.
Yeah. He was a saint.
And was also going to pay you $2,000 to come do this show and hang out. And as we...
$2,000, and they had to pay for their own flights and stuff? So, less than $1,000 cash between the both of them?
Seen with the ticket sales, you didn't impact ticket sales at all.
Yeah, that's not surprising. Again... You're the only one who thought they ever would. And you might have sold a couple extra, but again, they're not going to ask for the money back because it doesn't... $20, nobody cares. So his logic is because nobody asked for their money back, which, by the way, they did, and he won't give it back, which he finally admitted.
Like, you didn't draw any money. We were giving you $2,000.
Yeah, you were buying friends. We know what was happening. You were buying friends. And don't think we don't think that you were going to try to merge those two into the lifestyle. You know you were. You know that was the dream. You know you wanted to try to make it six. You and me and the baby makes three tonight. Throwing out some Ibiza love, hopefully to help the populist count. Anyway, does anyone share my disdain for how stupid it sounds for someone named Cheetos to be the purveyor of an establishment named Stoney's? Makes no sense. All right, so now that'll change it a little bit, I'm sure. All right. Croatia's still winning, though, in second place.
To come hang out and do the show. Yeah. While drawing nothing. And then you have...
He's like, Oz and Whistling Pete are drawing more than these two. It's like, they're not. Everyone who was going to come is going to come. Gino and Keanu know they're not drawing anybody. They've seen their shows.
There was one guy who asked for a refund, and I said, go through Eventbrite. I'll give you your refund. And he hasn't gone through Eventbrite yet. I don't know.
Eventbrite says you have to go through the creator. You're sending everybody who sends you an email to Eventbrite. And Eventbrite literally says on their website.
Maybe if he emails me again, maybe I'll just.
Keanu, $3,000 is more than enough for you. You and Gino got to stop. You got to stop. Keanu. You're not a there's not a video of you doing comedy on the internet. Knock it off. You don't deserve $100 a show. Knock it off. Come down to earth. I mean, what's going on with all of you? It doesn't exist a video of you doing comedy on a stage in a real club. $3,000's not enough, honestly. It is. It is. It's enough for a pallet of Kiki to be delivered to any fucking fire union hall in the fucking Northeast. You fucking delusional bitch. You're so out of it. You're so out of it. $3,000's not enough. You're out of your mind. Text people to come to your gigs more. You desperate fucks. Your fucking names aren't even spelled right on the flyers to the fucking firehouses you perform in. Get real. Get fucked, you weekend warriors. You fucking overnight to Pennsylvania and overnight to the middle of nowhere townies. You fucking losers. It's so insane. They're so delusional. In what world does Gino get $2,000 to headline anywhere? Anywhere. Baby girl. Baby girl, we saw the karaoke machine. You don't have standards. You don't make money. Stop. Stop.
Just Venmo him.
I mean, there's nothing about anything you do that says we demand a rate. There's nothing about anything you do.
$30 or whatever. But you get $2,000. Agreed to.
I do?
No. And then, like,
and I like, again, I'll hang out with Gino and Kiki and have a beer. But they are full on fucking delusional, just like Chad and Ray. They all think they're like, and Godfrey, for that matter. Grow up. Grow up. At least Godfrey plays theaters. At least people have heard of Godfrey. And again, Godfrey's fucking funny. Go see him on a Sunday night if you don't believe me. You'll see everything he does.
You turn around at the drop of a hat. It almost feels like it's for attention. It almost feels like it's for internet clout, which is the saddest thing because where are you in a year? Hell, where are you in 6 months?
Where were you a year ago? I wrecked you. A lot could change in a year. Where were you a year ago? Pounding your chest about your hot girlfriend and your cool friend Gino at a show in August. Now what? Now what? You couldn't even pay enough people to come be your friends on a dais. You couldn't even pay enough people to come. I have an idea.
Poot, 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 poot. You better not clip this or I'll ask Chrissy what to do about it. Poot, poot, poot.
I have an idea. Let's change it to a hangout. I have an idea. Let's give everyone's money back and really give back. When was the last time we heard that? Beat it. Beat it, nerds.
Like, what are you going to do? Just keep starting shit with people? Like, we have our own audience. Our audience came from radio. We have a baseline audience that will support us no matter what.
Yeah. No matter what. You hear that? No matter what, our baseline audience is there. Like State Farm. Like a good neighbor. Our baseline audience always sticks around.
Wrong.
As a matter of fact, when we talk about this stuff too much, they start hating me. They go, we don't care about this shit. We don't want to hear about it.
Right, right. The majority of my audience would love to hear my Trump impressions.
And I'm drawn to it like a moth to a flame because it's fascinating to me. But so I have to kind of regulate that so I don't piss off the audience. But
regulators.
Great stuff, Johnny. Thanks for adding.
It is one of those things where, like, you lost your jobs.
Again, Keanu's not part of Compound. And Gino barely made enough money to call it a job. Let's be honest. They're just hard up. They're desperate for money. That's why they're believing April. You get those big believing April paychecks.
You got Snow.
They're both desperate for money because they both got fired from their jobs.
By junkies.
They got snowed by junkies. Huh?
But then
he sounds like one of the losers in my chat being like, wow, I can't believe you're taking Ricada's side. It's like, huh? How broken are you that you hear that?
And so that's understandable. Those levels of frustration are understandable. But then you start going after Clippers. Then you start going after people who
are
really good to you.
My Clipper.
Start going after, like, bars. You start calling bars to get gigs canceled.
It's not a bar. It's a house. It's a house where an old man farts and makes pizza upstairs. Sorry, downstairs. And at night he goes up and watches Game of Thrones rerun and farts and plays video games with his fat wife. It's a house. It's a house. It's a shitty house where a fat man lives and makes pizzas downstairs in his fart room. Hello? Cheetos is a garbage pile.
Why do my actions have consequences? Gino, you gonna let him talk to me like that?
Keeks, you done fucked up, honey. There's only so much a man like me can do against the internet. I, Dino Gisconte, am but one man with broken chromosomes and dreams that can't soar.
Well, maybe my good friend Mule Train Mayor can kick some sense into the internet. I wonder what Martha Stewart and Paula Deen would do.
Honey, we the fucked a man for starters. Not a half-bred that wears your tube tops as a hat.
I am but one of the ghosts haunting Kiki's mommy box. We are Legion. Sorry, this wasn't funny.
Press 1 in the chat if you hate Kiki. Press 2 if you like Kiki. 1 for Kiki hate. 2 if you hate the way you look.
You're going to like the way you look.
And it's just like, you threaten to strike channels. It just seems like you're mad at the world for what happened to you, and you're just throwing as much shit against the wall as you possibly can. You fucking dog walked into that one, you fucker. Oh, boy. 330 is the number for today.
Wow, look at all the ones.
There you go. By the way, since we gave away all the Stoney's gift cards, or since I mailed them all out from last month.
Since I gave them away, I printed a bunch more. Since Cheetos doesn't really care, I just keep printing more and giving them away. Nobody ever turns them in. I think if someone brought a Stoney's gift card to Stoney's, they wouldn't even know how to ring it up.
We have this month's. And I want to get them out in time for the anniversary show. So anyone who throws in $20 today is getting $50 to Stoney's.
How does that work? Again, how are you Cheetos watching this and going, like, seems fair? You hand Aaron a $20 bill and he goes behind my bar and hands you 10 drinks. Yeah, seems fair. Drink for free all day at Stoney's during the anniversary show for $20. That I don't even get. Drink free at the end. So come out to Aaron's anniversary show, which he charges nothing for. He doesn't pay anything to Cheetos to. Stoney's makes no money off Aaron for the rent of the venue. So Aaron gets all that money. And then you can get 10 free drinks if you give Aaron $20 today. So Cheetos will make no fucking money on this gig. Pretty cool to your friend.
And you have to either send me your address or say you're going to be at the anniversary show and we'll have them waiting there for you. So every $20 is getting 50 to Stoney's.
I mean, just think of the economics of it. It doesn't even make sense.
This morning. And also, like I said about being done with the cigars, my throat, my voice, I'm squeaking. My throat's rusty. Squeaking.
Maybe you should have some sunflower seeds and end it.
I like them, but it might just be time. All right, let's get through these clips and we'll give you guys the show you want.
Finally. Why do you hold it from us, Daddy Aaron? Why do you not give us the supple, suckled show we deserve? Why can't I have the sweet, sweet milk, Daddy Aaron? Give me the show. that I want. Ladies and gentlemen, Moody. Hello? Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Good. I have a theory.
I have a theorem.
Okay. I don't think that Stoney's is giving gift cards to Aaron. I think Aaron has a Word document that Stoney's has sent him, and he prints them off every month, and Stoney's has given him an allowance to do that. And whenever he needs money, he'll go off and print some Stoney's money that he sells.
Yeah, I know. We've known that for months.
Okay. Well, I didn't know that. I just
said it. He prints them whenever he wants them. There's no limit.
Yeah.
They don't ever get redeemed.
No, they don't. some might. But
yeah, like they'll get this month, everybody coming out, you'd be stupid not to buy one. If you're coming out to the anniversary show, you'll eat and drink for free all day. And it doesn't say one per person or anything.
No, and then you could print off your own ones and hand them out to your friends. They're not checking them for counterfeits. Right.
As long as you have a Canon bubble jet printer from 1996, you too can make your own Stoney's gift card.
Anyway, that's all I had. I'm proud of you for fixing the audio issues today. Hey, I'm really proud.
Can you make the new voice for Perry and the ones for that Doug guy?
Yeah, I'm working on it.
At some point, you know, I'd love for you to do something around the company.
Okay, let's just have a company meeting right now. What do you think about?
Well, we just paid you out a big lump of money. We'd love to see you do something with that.
You mean you reimbursed me for costs already incurred?
Yes, with a good chunk of interest. You know, it was a nice little. I kicked it up to an even 2K.
Thank you. Very generous of you.
Moody's the only one who's made any money off Super Tap.
What are you talking about? You withdrew $15 by accident at the beginning when you set up auto withdrawal. So
yeah, that's true. It might have been might have been more than that.
but now I've made more than you.
Just short myself on my next payout.
Right. Okay. Have a good show. Bye.
The show's over. We're done. I'm getting out of here very soon. Perry Caravello's on.
You must stop. Kate Meany and I are best friends. I will sick Nick Ricchietta on you. This is very untoward of you, Melty. No one can clip me. The queen of the dabbleverse. I am like Marilyn Monroe. Darling Melty.
I get real confused by people in this world, like Stevie Lou and Kiki and Gino, who I think, you know, there's a split minute when you like think they're like genuine people and like real people. And you always get fucked, you know? I don't know. Again, it doesn't make the other things true. It doesn't make Aaron not a bad person. It doesn't make April not a bad person. It doesn't any of that stuff. You just started. No. I started at 5. I've been going about 2 hours. And that was just to make up for only going 2 hours earlier today. And then 30 minutes of that got cut out. So you put together the earlier show from today, and you put together this show, and then you get a whole show. But if I don't go now and start just having a night and relaxing, then I won't get up early and do a show tomorrow. So I can stay on for 3 more hours tonight, but then you don't get a show tomorrow, and then you all lose your mind. We never get any sort of a semblance of a schedule going, you know? And I know you all want me in the morning just being grumpy. Ugh. That's some Aaron math. I know, but I didn't have to come back at all. Patrick Michael, member for 11 months. Sorry, I can't put it on the screen. President Trump was shot because of the radical left-wing propaganda like stuttering John Melendez. Trump 2024 MAGA. Yes. And again, thank you to Mike Boudet, our executive producer for the day. I'm watching Pretty Antisocial at 11. I'm watching Pretty Antisocial at 11. Hold on, is that tonight? Or in the morning? I think they're in the mornings because they got mad. They didn't get mad, but I think I went on when they were on. But I'm trying to push back. I'll probably be on at 7, not 6 tomorrow. I'm thinking about pushing back another hour. But I don't know. What do you think? I'd love to know in the comments. No, really, I'd love to know in the
Your manner is most unbecoming of a gentleman. Would you be high on cigarettes?
I don't know if the comedy hasn't hit them yet. They're full-blown retarded or just high on cigarettes.
The question posed to stupid hoes who don't get it yet. Excuse me, miss. Are you high on cigarettes? I don't know if the comedy hasn't hit them yet. They're full-blown retarded or just high on cigarettes. All the laughter that you deploy if you listen to the show, boy. Patrick melting faces. Have you stacking an LO point? It's the low point, not the reason. The reason is fucking gold. It'll make the taco pony party be a party of soul. To make you vandalize a van with a pedal sticker so bold. The family probably get arrested before they get...